Tonight, if you have your Bible, you can go to 1 John chapter 5. If you don't, you can just listen, and that's fine also. You say, well, I don't really understand all that. You know, he came as a baby and all that, but why? And so we're gonna talk tonight about this. You know, everything that surrounds us is very temporary. It's kind of ringing, Rob, up here. It's all temporary. How many of you guys have noticed that things don't last? Raise your hand if you've noticed that. Around my house, Christmas cookies don't last long. Amen. Nothing lasts. You know, clothes and cars and toys, computers, cell phones, even our physical life doesn't last. And I mean, if we're honest, you know, about it, I think that most of us, not all, but most of the Christmas presents that are given this year, while they're nice at the time and we enjoy them, eventually, you know, they're going to end up at a garage sale or thrift store or the city dump, amen. You know, eventually. But in a world where nothing lasts and where things always change, isn't it great to know that there are a few eternal, never-ending things that never change? God is eternal. No beginning, no ending. He's eternal. Jesus Christ is said to be the eternal Son of God. God's Spirit is said to be eternal. And guess what? The Word of God is said to be eternal. And the great news tonight is this, is that the eternal God has made us a promise in His eternal Word. And that is the promise of eternal life. And there's a verse that Denise was quoting with the kids. I'll bring it up on the screen. It says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." Isn't that what we're celebrating tonight? "That whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have what?" There it is, everlasting life. And guess what? That is said to be a gift. Let's bring it up on the screen. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is what, church? Eternal life." Yeah. How do we get it? Through Jesus Christ our Lord. What a gift, man. And the wonderful part about this is that every person in here can receive the gift of eternal life. It's not automatic. It's not automatic that you're going to that you will receive the gift, but you can receive the gift if you want it. And that's the subject of the text that I'm going to read here. Listen to this. Let me just kind of read it to you. It says this, "And this is the record that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son of God has not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." John is going to teach us, one of the apostles, John. He was right there with Christ when Christ started his ministry. John was there when he was crucified. And John lived with Christ for several years. He knew him very well. And John writes this passage and he tells us why that we can all receive the gift of eternal life. And there's a few thoughts here I want to give you. He starts out by teaching this. Eternal life is a reality. Now, we all understand the difference between reality and fiction. I think we do. For example, there are movies that we watch that are clearly fictional, right? It's made up stuff and we know it, you know, but we love it anyway, right? Like Star Wars. Now, I hate to disappoint you all. Some of you are like, I thought that was reality, you know? All right, we love it, but it's not reality. Most of us know that's fiction. You know, and then you watch a live football game, you know, okay, that's reality. That's real people out there playing a game of football. So we understand the difference between reality and fiction. Well, listen to this. John says this is the record that God's given us eternal life. And when he says this is the record, that means testimony, evidence. He says this is the record. That means this is a fact. This is reality. He's saying this is reality. This is not fiction. This isn't make-believe. This isn't science fiction. This is reality. He says this is the record. In other words, when it comes to the matter of eternal life, God has gone on record and he's promised it. He didn't just promise it verbally, but he went as far as to put the promise of eternal life in writing. I want you to look at the screen up here and notice these verses. I'm going to go through these fast. In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie, what's the next word? Promise, before the world began. All right, let's go to the next one. It says, and this is the promise that he has promised us. What's the promise? Even eternal life. You got it? All right, look at this. Go to the next one. This is Jesus speaking. Jesus, this is what he told his followers, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. That's Jesus Christ saying that. And then let me show you something else Jesus said. Go to the next one. He said, whosoever lives and believes in me shall what? Never die. And then he says, believe you this? So God put it in writing, this thing of eternal life. You know, you think about that. It's like, wow. Okay, he put it in writing. Let's say you go into an electronics store and you buy a pretty expensive electronics item for somebody for Christmas. And the guy says to you, hey, this comes with a 5-year warranty. And then you say, is there anything in writing? And he says, well, no, but if anything happens in the next 5 years, you just come on back in and you look for me and I'll remember you. Is that going to work for you? Is that good enough? No. You're like, no, I want it in writing. I want you to go on record, right? Well, God has gone on record about this thing of eternal life. He's gone on record. He put it in writing. So here's the deal. Bottom line, either we believe that God can give life that will never end, and we believe that's a reality, or we believe God's a liar. There's really no in between. Because, I mean, I showed you just a sampling of verses where God clearly said, this is the promise. Jesus said, this is promise. And so either he can give eternal life or God's a liar. Because clearly he promised it. He said, he that believes on the Son has the witness in himself, he that believes not God has made him a liar. I didn't read that verse, but that was the verse right before what we read. It says, if you don't believe, then he says, then you kind of make God out to be a liar. Because he believes not the record that God gave his Son. You know, many people think that this life is it. They think this is it. You know, and so what you see is what you get. And so a lot of people have the philosophy, live it up, you know, because, you know, you once you die, that's it. But they're mistaken. Listen, there is eternal life, and there is what the Bible calls eternal death. And in neither one of those cases are you annihilated. You continue to exist. This life is simply preparation for eternity. So how are we doing? What kind of preparing are we doing for eternity? Are we living just for now, or are we living with eternity in view? If you knew that this year coming up, 2020, if you knew that would be your last year on this earth, what would you change? That's a good question. That's a fair question. If you knew this was going to be your last year coming up, what would you change? You see, eternal life is a reality. But the second thing I want you to note tonight is that eternal life is a gift. The Bible says this in verse 11. He said, this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. Now, notice it did not say God has traded us eternal life. It didn't say God has rewarded us with eternal life. It didn't say that God has sold us eternal life. It says God has given to us. He gave it. When I was a kid, I collected baseball cards. I love baseball cards. And when I was a kid, that was like the great, that was the golden era of baseball cards. And then, you know, collectors kind of came in and kind of ruined it for everybody. But when I was a kid, I loved baseball cards, you know. And I would trade them. Sometimes I'd get a card because I traded for it. Sometimes I'd get a card because my parents rewarded me because I'd been a good boy. And so they let me buy a pack of cards. And then there's other times when I would actually, you know, go to the store with some money that I earned, and I'd go and they'd sell me cards at the store. Well, then there were times when, like on Christmas, when my parents would give me a big box of baseball cards. You know, there's a big difference between rewarding a kid for something and giving a kid something. And one of the greatest deceptions that Satan has going today is the concept of people trying to earn eternal life in heaven. It's kind of the idea that you have to be good enough. And some of you may have struggled with that concept growing up as a kid because you felt like you were trying to earn your parents' approval and you felt like you could never quite be good enough. You could never quite measure up to a brother or a sister or to what your parents expected from you. And you never felt like you could live up to your parents' expectations. Or maybe you never felt like you could quite, you know, live up to get your coach's approval or a teacher's approval or whatever. And sometimes I think we take those earthly concepts and then we apply them to God. And it's like, okay, I got to earn God's approval. But what I want you to know tonight is that eternal life in heaven is a gift that God wants to give you. And you cannot earn a gift. You don't have to earn God's approval. A gift just simply has to be received. I mean, can you imagine on Christmas Day and, you know, your kid opens up their gift and they open up their gift and they're all excited. And then you look at your kid and you say, "Do you like your gift?" And they say, "Yeah." And then you say, "Well, then you get out there and mow that grass." Listen, a gift has no strings attached. A true gift has no strings attached. Hey, eternal life, is it said to be a gift? Yes or no? Yes, there's no strings attached. You just receive a gift. You can't earn it. So let's get that out of our head, all right? Number three is this. Eternal life is a person. Boy, this is exciting. This is what we're here to celebrate tonight. And listen to this. I want to read you this. It says, and this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. It's a gift. Listen to this. And this life is in his Son. It's in his Son. He that has the Son has life. That's where you find it. You find it in his Son. Eternal life is found in Jesus. So if I have received Jesus Christ, now think, if eternal life is in the Son, if I receive Jesus, what do I get? I get eternal life. It's in him. So if I have Jesus, I have eternal life. That's what the verse says. He that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son of God has not life. That's very easy to understand. Eternal life is in Christ. It's kind of like this. I got a Christmas gift bag here. And let's say that I was to have a gift bag here, and inside the gift bag, I got a $20 bill. Put that in the bag. And I said, "Jim, man, I want to give you a gift, buddy." Now, if he receives the bag, what does he automatically receive? The $20. So he receives the bag. If he just reaches out and takes it, he receives the bag. And because he received the bag, what did he get? The $20. Right. Now I want it back. Thank you. Now look up here a second. Look up here. Let me illustrate. On the back of that $20 bill, I have the words eternal life. Eternal life is where? It's in the Son. So that means that, going back to Jim here, That means that if eternal life, represented by that $20 bill, if eternal life's in the Son, because remember, he resurrected from the dead and beat death, so life's in him. So that means that if he receives Jesus, what does he automatically receive?
He can't take that.
Eternal life. I can't take the eternal life, but I can take the bag back. Yes, that's right. Do you all see the illustration? If you see that, say, got it. Yeah. Notice that it did not say, he that belongs to the church has life. He that was baptized has life. He that keeps the Ten Commandments has life. Forget about churchianity. Forget about churchianity. Forget about religion. The important issue is this: do you have Jesus Christ? Is he your Savior? Have you believed on him? Have you received him as your only hope of eternal life? There's no other way. Eternal life's a person. Eternal life's in Jesus. So when I receive Jesus into my heart, I automatically receive the gift of eternal life. Real quickly, let me give you this. Look at this. Number four, eternal life is a choice. It says, unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. Eternal life is a personal choice. You have to choose to believe on Christ. Just like Jim would have to choose to receive my gift. I can't make him take my gift. God's not going to make you take Jesus. It's something that you have to make a choice. Some people think, well, my family ancestry makes me a Christian. I mean, my dad was a Christian. My grandpa was a Christian. My great-grandpa was a Christian. I was born a Christian. You are not born something just because your parents were that. I mean, my dad was an insurance salesman. Does that make me an insurance salesman? I mean, come on. There has to come a time when we individually realize that we're sinners, that we're lost, that we need a Savior, and we have to personally choose to believe on Christ. We have to personally trust him to save us. God's not going to force the gift of eternal life down your throat. You have to make that conscious choice to either accept him or reject him. And nobody can make that for you. You notice that it says, he that believes on the Son has everlasting life. Some people think, well, I believe in Jesus. I believe he existed. I believe that he lived. I believe he died on the cross. I believe all that. I believe it up here. A lot of people believe it up here, and they think that's going to get them to heaven. It says, he that believes on the Son, not just in the Son, on the Son. There's a difference between believing in something. The devils believe in Jesus and tremble, the Bible says. There's a difference between believing in something and on something. My son Caleb, who's 20 years old, is flying in from Colorado for Christmas, and he is in the air right now. Now, let me tell you something. I believe in that airplane. I believe that it can get him from Colorado Springs to Orlando. I believe in it, but can I submit to you, he's believing on it. Right? He has put his complete faith and trust in it. Me just believing in my head logically, yep, I believe in that plane. Yep, I believe there's a pilot. Yep, I believe it has the capacity to get me from Colorado to Florida. Me believing in it isn't going to get me from Colorado to Daytona. There comes a point where you've got to believe on it. And if you're here tonight and you've believed in Jesus, then my encouragement to you is to make a personal choice. Make your own choice to believe on him. Put your complete trust, rely on him exclusively to give you the gift of eternal life. And the last thing is this: eternal life is a confidence. Can I read you this? This is so good. He says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. Listen, that you may know that you have eternal life. God wants you to know it. That's why he wrote his word. That's why he went on record. Something this important, God doesn't want you to have to doubt about it. He doesn't want you to have to wonder, maybe, if. He wants you to know. Some people think that it's presumptuous. I've met people like this. Well, I think it's presumptuous to ever say that you know you have eternal life, that you know you're going to heaven. But it isn't presumptuous at all. It's simply believing God's record. It's just believing God and believing what His Word says. It's not presumptuous. Hey, remember the illustration about the electronics item? And you go in there and you buy it and they give you a 5-year warranty? Let's say it breaks after 4 years. And then you come in. Yeah, I bought this 4 years ago. It came with a 5-year warranty. I'm just, you know, going to return this or get it fixed. And then the clerk behind the counter says, well, that's pretty presumptuous of you. You bought that thing 4 years ago. I mean, that's gall to think that you can come in here after 4 years and expect us to fix it. What do you do when they say that? No, you do not cuss at them, whoever's in there. No, you don't do that. We are Christians. We're not going to do that. All right. No, it's real simple what you do, right? You pull out your warranty and you say, you guys put it in writing. I'm just standing on and claiming what you put in writing. And it's the same way with eternal life. It's not presumptuous to say that you know you have eternal life. You're just claiming what God put in writing. Does that make sense? Say amen. Does that make sense? You're just claiming what God put in writing. Look at this on the screen. This is good. The Apostle Paul wrote this. He said, we know that if our earthly house, this tent, in other words, this body, if it were to be destroyed, we die. We have an eternal building of God in the heavens, a house not made with hands. Well, you read that, and then go ahead and bring up the next one. Look what he said a little bit later. Look at this. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Instead, I say that we are confident and willing to be absent from the body and to be what? Present with the Lord. Does Paul sound like a guy who's keeping his fingers crossed that he's going to go to heaven when he dies? He sounds like a man that knows. How about you today? Do you know that you have eternal life? You can know. You can know. You can get that question settled today. Christ came into this world in Bethlehem that you might know that you have eternal life. So I'd encourage you here. It's Christmas Eve, you know, and we're celebrating what Jesus did. The life is in the Son. And start 2020 by knowing that you have eternal life. Start the new year right, you know. Know that you have that. You say, well, I don't know. What do I do? Believe on Jesus. Just express to Him, I'm receiving the gift of eternal life. Jesus, I'm receiving You. I want You in my life. I want You in my life. I want you to do this. Bow your heads with me right now.